The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in a remarkable true crime drama that pits Oklahoma's attorney general against the state's highest court for criminal appeals. At issue is whether the state court wrongly refused to accept the attorney general's findings that a death row inmate is entitled to a new trial. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Richard Glossop has been on death row for more than 25 years. He's been tried and convicted twice and has lost multiple appeals, including one at the Supreme Court. The only witness to directly tie Glossop to the murder of motel owner Barry Van Treese was Justin Sneed, a handyman at the motel where Glossop was the manager. Sneed confessed to murdering Van Treese and got life in prison instead of death in exchange for testifying against Glossop. Prosecutors never claimed Glossop had actually participated in the murder. They said he'd organized it to either avoid being fired or, at the second trial, the alleged motive was to steal money from Van Treese. But in 2023, after two independent investigations of the case, one commissioned by Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond, a Republican and death penalty supporter, Drummond concluded that Glossop had been convicted with evidence that was tainted by prosecutorial misconduct, namely that prosecutors had hidden evidence helpful to the defense and elicited what they knew was false testimony from Sneed at trial. The Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals, however, refused Drummond's request to order a new trial, and the Attorney General appealed to the Supreme Court, contending that the appeals court ruling should be reversed and a new trial ordered for Glossop. At the arguments today, however, it was not clear that there were five votes for a new trial, and it may well be that Richard Glossop's chance to avoid execution is in the hands of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Chief Justice Roberts, echoing the Oklahoma court's position, asked whether it was really all that important that the jury didn't know that the star witness was suffering from bipolar disorder and was being treated by a psychiatrist with lithium.
Do you really think it would make that much of a difference to the jury?
Justice Kavanaugh seemed troubled nonetheless.
If the jury knows that not only does he have an incentive to lie, that he's lied on the stand and that he's bipolar, therefore creating all sorts of avenues for questioning his credibility.
Justice Barrett asked largely procedural questions focusing on whether the Oklahoma court had wrongly rejected the attorney general's request for a new trial.
This is unusual not to accept.
Justice Thomas focused not on the star witness, but whether the prosecutors had unfairly maligned the prosecutors.
Did you at any point get a statement from either one of the prosecutors? Did you interview them?
Both Paul Clement, the lawyer representing the state, and Glossop's lawyer repeatedly replied that prosecutors had been interviewed by two independent counsels and that the prosecutors had submitted unsworn statements for a friend of the court brief in this case. In contrast, the court's liberals were openly appalled. Justice Sotomayor noted that the prosecutors knew their star witness had lied and did nothing to correct the lie. Justice Kagan was even more blunt.
In a case where the entire case rested on the testimony of one person, your one witness has been exposed as a liar. The critical question that a jury is asking is, do I believe this guy? And particularly, do I believe him when he points the finger at the accused?
What makes counting the votes in today's case particularly tricky is that Justice Gorsuch is recused because he was on the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals when the Glossop case was considered there. That means there are only eight justices voting in the case, and a 4-4 tie would mean that the Oklahoma court's ruling would be upheld, and Glossop would once again be headed for execution. At today's argument, Christopher Michel, the lawyer appointed to represent the Oklahoma court, told the justices that in that event, Glossop can seek clemency from the State Pardon and Parole Board, and he assured the court that there are new members of the board so all five could participate. The last time Richard Glossop appealed to the board for clemency, it deadlocked 2-2 because the fifth member had a conflict of interest. His wife was one of the prosecutors in the case. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.